Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is with great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Moton Sproul, where your health is her business. Here's Dr. Doris Moton Sproul.
Can you hear me? Can someone hear me? Just press option one on your keypad if you can hear me, and that'll let me know that everything is okay, that we have a connection. Okay. Okay. Thank you so very much. We have some technical difficulties. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for letting me know that we are here. We had some technical difficulties, but we seem to have gotten everything straightened out now. So thank you so very much. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with yours truly, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill. Let me start by saying that I am not a medical doctor. I am an ND, not an MD. And all that means is that I am a naturopathic or a naturopathic doctor, and that means that I use natural modalities such as prayer and herbs and whole food and water and exercise rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. Okay? I am a raw food chef, a certified raw food chef instructor. And I hold certifications in herbology and nutrition, and also as a dried blood cell analysis. So here at Here's to Your Health, these are some of the things that we talk about. We talk about ways to help you maintain, regain, and improve your health using natural means. And I'm just excited about being with you today. You know, this past week, I think it was, hearing about Whitney Houston's death, it really started me to thinking. And to hear what Kevin Costner make the acclamation that when Whitney went up for this part that she was playing in this picture, that he also starred in, he made a comment that, you know, as beautiful as Whitney was, as much as she had going on, her self-confidence was low. She didn't think that she was capable of doing the part. You know, he said she went in and put it on all this makeup, and it up under the lights it started melting, and she looked a mess. But then I heard another naturopathic doctor say something that was most profound, and that was simply, she didn't love herself. And, you know, I want to basically touch on that tonight. We have got to love ourselves more. You know, when you love yourself, you take care of yourself. You know, I remember during the times of my younger days when I was young, and we stay out all night drinking and partying and coming in. Sometimes I come in just enough to get maybe an hour of sleep, maybe sometimes none, and change clothes and go to work. You know, like the old folks used to say, burning the candle at both ends. You know, now that I know the way, I'm going to go the way. And this is what I teach. You know, we have got to love ourselves. When we love ourselves, we take care of ourselves. I had a young man in my office on this past week, young man, 41 years old, suffering from high blood pressure, hypertension, overweight, good-looking young black man. And this young man was so knowledgeable. I simply asked him, when he finished his sentence, I hit my hand on my desk three times and I said, four times, why are you here? Why are you here? He knew everything. He knew about how to take care of the body. He tell other people how to do this, that. I said, why are you here? He said, I just need a kick in my butt. I know what to do. And that was so profound because on our herb call on tonight, Dr. Dawood mentioned that in the business that we're in, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to hold people's hands. They just want somebody, they want to know that somebody cares. You know, that they I'm not just going to tell you, okay, here, you take this, that, here, take, this is what you need, okay, bye. They want to hold your hand. They want you to hold their hand. And that's what is so amazing about what I do. I love what I do, guys. I love what I do. I am so passionate about what I do. And I tell my clients, if you are not willing to team up with me and God and we work together to turn around whatever it is you're dealing with, and if you're not going to do what I say, what I suggest, then maybe I should refer you to somebody else. Because, see, I don't want your blood on my hands. I don't want you not getting better and somebody say, well, what are you doing? And you, well, I'm going to see Dr. Doris. Really? Well, if you want to get with me, I don't mind holding your hand. But now, don't waste my time, because there are too many sick people out there that need what I have to offer. And I'm straight up no chaser. There are too many people out there that need what I have. So I don't play games when it comes to helping you maintain, regain, and improve your health. But don't play games with me. You know, I've never been a game player, for real. You know, I remember when I was young, people would tell me, they tell me a joke, and I'd be like, what? Really? They say, Doris, that was a joke. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, life is serious. We need to love ourselves more. We need to care about ourselves more. You know, when I'm on the track in the morning, sometimes I'm the only person on the track at the time. I told this young man, I said, there's things that you have got to do for yourself, whether anybody else do them at all. There are things that you have to just be dedicated. You have to decide that, listen, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Once you decide that, then you have to become committed in whatever it is you do. I've had people to tell me that I don't like exercising. You think I like getting up at 4 and 5 in the morning, making prayer, and then getting my clothes on and going work out or going to the track or whatever it is? You think I'm just loving that. There's nothing else I'd rather do. You think that? Some mornings I have to tell my body, listen, I'm going. So I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to go. And then after I get into it, those endorphins kick in. And then I'll be like, oh, wait a minute, I should stop now because I got an appointment, but maybe I'll try one more, just another half a mile. And that is what causes you to succeed. When you decide to make a difference, when you commit to the long haul, that's when success comes about. I just want to share that with you tonight because there's too many of us dying. Let me share some statistics with you tonight, guys. This is from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, this is for age-adjusted death rates per 100,000 persons by race and Hispanic origin in the U.S., okay? This is a census taken of the health-adjusted death rates, and it's per incidence of dis-ease, and it's alarming. For all causes, African-Americans lead in all causes of death, okay? We're number one. There's the Caucasians, the American Indian, Alaska Native, the Asian Pacific Islander, and Hispanic, but we are number one. For diabetes, we are number one. 46.9% African American diabetes. For heart disease, African Americans are number one. 271.3%. For strokes, yep, you got it. We're number one. 65.2%. For cancer, yep. We're in the lead again. 222.7% for prostate cancer. 53.3% African American. For breast cancer, 32.8% African American. Listen, if we don't turn this thing around, I don't know what's going to happen. Our children have a higher rate of diabetes now, type 2 diabetes, than ever before in history. When all we have to do is just, listen, the FDA, the pharmaceutical company, the Food and Drug Administration, the dairy company, they're trying to kill us. They are out to kill us. Supersize it. Have it your way. You know, I hope you go on YouTube and watch that DVD Supersize about this guy that took, I think it was like 30 days or something, and changed his eating habits, started eating fast food every day. And this man almost killed himself. It's amazing what they're doing to our food. And if we don't know, we have got to start saying, no, thank you. You know, and I see so much of it. It's getting to the place people don't invite me to dinner unless they know, unless they eat like I eat. And I'm not quick to run out to restaurants and different things because I love me. You see, I take care of me. I had a young lady to tell me, I was talking to her about some herbal remedies and things like that, and she said, well, I can tell you know what you're talking about. You know, you look like you know what you're talking about, and that's because I've got to be the first partaker. I can't be out there running around and taking all kinds of, and with all kinds of issues and then going to tell you how to take care of yourself. It don't work like that. So I just, you know, tonight I want to share some things with you. If you haven't cleaned in a while, get ready. We're getting ready to do our cleanse. We're getting ready to do our spring cleanse. You know, spring is on the way. It's the 20th of March, and we're going to do our cleanse. And the cleanse that we're doing for this season is the body management. And for those of you that don't know too much about the products that I do, my herbal products, they're from a company by the name of Pure Herbs, and they're located in Sterling Heights. And this is a company that has been around for quite a few years, almost 40 years. So that lets you know that they're not the new kids on the block. And the protocol for these herbs are just as stringent today as they were when Dr. Watkins and his wife, Gisela, started this company in 1976. That, I mean, everything. This is a company that's unsurpassed, bar none, when it comes to herbal tinctures and extracts and capsules and things like that. You can't find a better company than Pure Herbs. And I want to tell you all, just go to my website, take a look, look around, and see the information on Pure Herbs. And if you're interested in becoming a member, which I suggest you do, because we believe in education. On every other Tuesday night, we have a herb call. And this herb call is hosted by Dr. Dawood of the Michigan Institute of Natural Health. And our next herb call is going to be on March the 6th. And it's at 7 o'clock. It's right before this call, so there's no reason why you can't tune in. And this is a call that's made privy to anyone that becomes a part of Pure Herbs or anyone that's just interested in knowing more about the business. You know, I invite you on the call. Come and listen to other naturopathic doctors as well as Dr. Dawood give life-saving information. It's free. You know, there's not too many things you can say you can get free in this world, and this is one of them. The number you call for that herb call every other Tuesday night, and the next one is March the 6th at 7 o'clock, is 218-486-1600. and the access code number you use to enter that call is 474904 and the pound sign. And I'll give it again before we leave off the air tonight. But, yeah, it's so many things going on. And we, you know what, I run into a lot of people all the time that's taking all this stuff. And I said, well, before you did that, did you cleanse? And they said, well, oh, no, I didn't know nothing about that. And I said, well, you've got to cleanse. You have got to cleanse, people. Don't think that you're going to put all this stuff, good stuff in your body, in this toxic body. You know, the Bible say you can't put old wine in a new wine. You can't put new wine in an old wineskin. You got to clean out first. You got to clean the body before you do that. And I suggest you take a look at this body management program that we have, because it's an awesome product, you know. This herbal program is designed to cleanse the body. And for those of you that don't know, the body is like a river which flows freely. And all forms of disease and every other type of blockage can be washed away. But there is a protocol to it. Healing begins with cleansing the body first. And once the body is cleansed, it's able to absorb the nutrients found in whole foods and herbs. So you've got to cleanse the body. And one of the products in this body management program is alfalfa. Now, for those of you that don't know, alfalfa is an awesome herb. I believe that's why it's called the father of herbs. It's a food alterative. That word alterative, it simply means that it's good for anything in the body, any kind of condition or any kind of issue you have in the body, it's good for it. It's a tonic. It's good for the joints. It's good for the stomach. It's good for any kind of arthritic condition. It stops excessive sweating. It deodorizes the body. It's a good pituitary gland nutrient. It is awesome. And I always suggest my clients, listen, get on this body management program before. And you know what? A lot of times we find once they're on the body management program and begin to cleanse the body, you begin to feel better. You know, you bog down. Just imagine the toxins that we take in on a daily basis. Not only the ones that we voluntarily ingest, but those that we don't. You know, things that we're breathing in. It's amazing. So this is one of the products in the body management program. And it is just, it's awesome. Like I said, it's an awesome herb. The next product in this kit or body management program, it's called All Cell Salt, ACS, and another great herb. Why? Because in conjunction with the alfalfa and the beetroot and the cascara sagrada and the three B's, and in some cases a parasitic antidote, this is why I like to sit and talk with my clients. I like to look in your eyes. I like to sit directly across from you and let you talk to me and let your body reveal to me what's going on. And then I may give you a parasitic antidote. But the all cell salts is the second component in this body management program. And it's a mineralizer. Our body needs minerals. It's a mineralizer. It's a food for the body. It's a blood cleanser. It's good for the lymphatic system. It cleanses the lymphatic. And this is something that we don't know. You know, we don't do anymore. We are becoming so sedentary. We sit around for everything. We barely move. We have to get that lymphatic system pumping. And the only way to do that is to move it. You got to move. You've heard the old adage, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Well, if you don't move it, you'll lose it. You know, you become stiff and achy. You know, so there's just some things we got to do for our body. And how you feel about yourself, it's reflected in not only how you look, because, you know, we can use all kinds of things to make you look good, but it's how you feel on the inside. Do you feel like, do you have to hit that alarm clock 3 and 4 times before you can get up in the morning. I've never had an alarm clock. I have not ever had an alarm clock. I am just so excited about getting up, starting my day. This all cell salt, it also relieves cellular congestion. And that's something that we really want to look at when you're cleansing the body. You want to look at not only cleansing the organs, but you want to cleanse the cells too. And we suffer a lot of times from cellular congestion, and this is one thing that this all cell salt helps you to do. Now, while taking it, you might find that your appetite may decrease a little bit during this time, and you may incur some weight loss. And let me tell you, it's a natural process that your body goes through, okay? And because this is due to the cleansing process. But now, however, as this combination is also food of the finest type, so you don't have to worry that the energy being decreased, because you'll begin to have more energy as you shed unwanted or as I like to say, release excess weight or unwanted pounds. So it's an awesome thing, all cell salt. And it can also be used as a source of herbal calcium and magnesium. So it's awesome. Another product is called beetroot. Beetroot is a great liver cleanser, people. It's a source of sulfur. It's a sulfur compound. It's good for potassium, magnesium, trace elements, and also boron. It provides folic acid. And what is folic acid good for? Folic acid is good for proper cell division of all the body parts, including the hair and the nails. You got to really take a look at this. And if you're interested in this program, you know, just give me a call, 734-895-1940 between the hours of 10 and 5, and I'll be more than happy to oblige you. Go to my website, take a look at these herbs that I'm talking about tonight. Another one is Cascara Sagrada. You know, I've gotten so that when I run into people and they're kind of stiff and stuck and grouchy and mean, you know what? I don't have any problem with saying, when is the last time you had a good bowel movement? Because sometimes people are just so constipated. And, I mean, have you ever been constipated? Don't you just feel crappy? And that's why you're putting out all this negativity, because you feel so crappy. You've got to release that, get rid of that constipation, get some of that toxicity up out of you. I'm telling you. And this is what Cascara is good for. Cascara Sagrada is simply the bark of a tree. Isn't it awesome how animals in the wild know how to go to different plants and different herbs and different things to get what they need when they're not feeling well? You know, I notice my little dog that I have, sometimes she'll be out in the yard in the summertime, and she'll be chewing the grass of different things. I've never had to take her to the vet for any kind of illness, never, ever. And she's going on, let's see, this coming November, she'll be 9 years old, and she has never had to go to the vet for any kind of sickness or illness or anything like that. And you think I don't give her herbs? She takes alfalfa. I give her beetroot, you know, in her food, and she's the healthiest little thing you ever want to see. That's why she's the only person that can walk with me on the track. I can't walk with people because I walk too fast, and she's got these little bitty short legs, and she handles me. She really does. So that's another part of the body management program, because it encourages peristaltic action. You know, it encourages the peristaltic action of your colon, getting things moved. You know, bowel waste removed from the bowel is just one way to remove toxins, but it's one of the primary ways, you see. So when it's not eliminated like it should be, then you end up with all kinds of issues. Look at your skin. Just go to the mirror and look at your face. Do you have a lot of breakouts, a lot of whiteheads, blackheads, things of that nature? Do your skin look blotchy? Maybe you need a good cleansing. A lot of times we look at these things and we want to run. You know, the TV got us running for all this stuff, proactive or whatever it's called, you know, hitting it from the outside. But we got to cleanse from the inside out. You know, it starts with the inside, what we're putting on us, putting in us, instead of what we're doing. You know, are your sinuses, are you a person that always have a problem with sinuses? Maybe it's time to do a cleanse. It just makes perfect sense to get back to body basics. Before all these things came about, it was just getting some toxicity buildup out of our body. So that's what we got to get back to, body basics. And cascara gets you started. Now, if you're a person that, you know, have a tendency to kind of move kind of easy, then that's why I say it's a good thing to always talk to the person. I like to talk to you. I like to do a consultation with you, because then maybe I might not have you to do the cascara. Maybe you might be able to do some turkey rhubarb or some buckthorn, you see. But it's a good thing to talk to a person. So if you're interested in doing a consultation, give me a call, 734-895-1940. Also go to my website at www.yourgoodhealth.info. Okay? And the last component of the body management program is called 3Bs, because sometime when you're detoxing, you'll begin to feel a little lethargic. And this product is the best of the B products. And it's combined to give you high energy. It's also an antibiotic formula. And I don't know whether you know or not, but bee pollen, bee-collected plant sperm provides energy. So that's why we combine bee pollen, bee populace, and royal jelly to give the body a vigor and a vim that you would not believe. My daughter in Georgia told me that she have to take it first thing in the morning, and she said it's like she's floating on air when she takes her bee pollen. I'm so high energy in the morning until I don't need anything in the morning to add to my energy level, because I'm high. I'm a morning person. So it's just, you know, I don't need it. But every once in a while, if I have a long day where I'm going to different meetings and things like that, I have it in my purse. I carry my herbs in my purse with me. So, like I said, once again, let's think about getting a body cleanse. Let's think about taking better care of ourselves. Let's think about committing and being dedicated to doing something different this year in 2012. Okay? All right. Someone asked me if I would be so kind as to give them the number one produce for pesticide contamination. I've given this out about 3 times, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to post it on my website. But tonight I'm just going to run through it and give you the what's highest and lowest in pesticides as far as our fruits and vegetables are concerned. Also, I want to let you guys know that you still have time to get your seat for the Chat and Chew that's coming up on this Friday, February the 24th, from 7:30 to 9:30. You still got time to get your seat. We're going to have a good time. The theme of this Chat and Chew is get your groove back. You know, have you kind of fallen off the wagon and you really don't know where to start? This is a good place to start. I'm going to have some live foods, some vegetarian foods, some raw foods, some vegan foods, and then I'm going to chat on some good information that can really get you started, get you back in the groove, You know, because, I mean, sometimes we may fall a little short. It's okay. Don't just lay there. Get up and get to moving. Okay, and this is, we're going to do it. It's you can find out about it on my website. It's $20, and it's going to be well worth it. Also, if you're interested in a good dentist, this is the time to come because we're going to have Dr. Woodruff here. You remember me talking about the dentist that I've been going to. He's not going to speak or anything. He's not going to do anything like that, but he and his wife are going to attend. And this will be a good time to kind of question him. If you're interested in having any kind of dental work done, then he's the man to talk to. So that's going to take place Friday, February the 24th, here at 310 Burt Lane, Inkster, Michigan. And that's going to be from 7:30 to 9:30. Come on out. I still have a couple of seats left. And if you're interested, just give me a call, and we can talk about getting your name on one of those seats. And this is our fourth Friday. We do fourth Friday chat and chew. Every fourth Friday we have a chat and chew. Our theme for March is going to be release and increase. That sounds exciting, doesn't it? Release and increase. So, yeah, just give me a call on that. But, okay, as far as the Dirty Dozen, the highest in pesticides, the highest fruits and vegetables that has the highest load of pesticides is apples. Apples is number one. They have the highest load pesticide load of any fruit there is. So if you want to purchase apples, purchase organic. And Myers, I don't know if you guys know, but Myers have an awesome selection of organic apples. In fact, they're kind of building their little organic section all together. They have some beautiful broccoli, don't they, Janice Moore? We're always looking around for good organic fruits and vegetables, and they have some beautiful organic broccoli. Okay, so apples, and then now this, the 12 I'm giving now are the fruits and vegetables with the highest load, pesticide load, okay? Apples, celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, nectarines, grapes, sweet bell peppers, potatoes, blueberries, lettuce, and one of my favorites, kale. Kale and collard greens. They have the highest pesticide load. Now, these are the 15 cleanest, meaning that they have the lowest pesticide load. They're lower in pesticides, okay? And those are onions, corn, pineapples, avocados, asparagus, sweet peas, mango, eggplant, cantaloupe, kiwi, cabbage, watermelon, sweet potatoes, grapefruits, and mushrooms. Okay, there you have it. I received an email and someone said, "Oh, please, can you just say it one more time?" But I'm gonna put it on my website. I see in the chat room somebody is waving. I'm sorry, Miss Kane. Hello in the chat room. Nice to have you with us on this evening. Listen, if you have any questions or concerns about anything, do anybody have any issues that you're dealing with tonight? Let's get some input on it. We have a full house tonight, and we have other qualified health enthusiasts and health. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, there it is. Okay. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask your question tonight. Okay, I think we have one coming through. Who's this? This is area code 734. Good evening. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. Hello? Are you there? Okay, maybe. Hello? Okay, maybe if somebody just pressed option one by mistake. If you have a question or a comment or a concern, just press option one on your telephone keypad, and I can see you and bring you in on this evening. Okay, yeah. Another really awesome herb I'd love to share with you tonight, guys, and it is a herb that I've been using for quite some time. And I, okay, hold on. We got a caller coming through. Good evening, caller, coming from 313 area code. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. My name is Jason Scott, and I'm on the. I was referred by Dr. Dawood.
Good evening. Welcome. Did
Good
you
evening.
Have a question?
No, I was just listening to the information that was going to be shared amongst individuals.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thanks so much for listening in.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Actually, I do have a question.
Okay.
My question is regarding, I'm here in Minnesota, right outside
mm-hmm.
of Minneapolis.
Okay.
And the holistic community is, to my knowledge, isn't as active as the holistic community was when I was in Detroit. And
okay.
something like a radio, maybe a radio station that may, I guess, sponsor a certain period of time in which they talk about holistic health for viewers to listen to. Like, how would someone
uh-huh.
go about possibly looking into something like that if this community isn't as active into herbal or holistic practices?
Well, you could always check with Blog Talk and start something there. There's also free conference call numbers that you can get free conference calls and go to VistaPrint.com and make you up some drop cards that says herb call every whatever night at whatever time and start out like that.
I see.
And just pass them out. Are there health food stores and different things like that where you're located?
Yes, there's health food stores, but they're kind of few and far between. And I actually
okay.
spoke to a person that they have products that are herb based, but it's called Nutrition City, and
mm-hmm.
he was telling me that a lot of the health food stores in the Minneapolis metropolitan area are closing down, and that the he told me nationwide that one of the he told me nationwide that Detroit is one of the strongholds for holistic health food stores nationwide. It's one of the few strongholds, but a lot of them are kind of like going out of business.
Well, I just think that, Ben, that there's such a great need for what we do. I just think that wherever you are, you know, you can make it work there. And it's just about getting the word out. It's like I told the young man in my downline that every day that you don't talk to someone about your business is closed. And I just feel, you know, some will, some won't. But there is somewhere always wanting to hear what you have to offer when it comes to helping the body heal itself. Because there's so many sick people out there. You know, I don't know if you heard the statistics that I was just reading on different issues and diseases, you know, but there are so many things going on. And the wellness industry, whether you know it or not, it's looking to be upward in the trillions of dollars, you know, because people are sick and tired of being fed a line of crap, you know, by doctors, you know, having them. I sent the letter out a couple of nights ago, once again, from Dr. Maxine Thomas in North Carolina. And, you know, she was just sharing some things about how doctors get patients hooked on certain drugs that they have to take every single day, and how some drugs cause other symptoms that instead of taking them off that drug, they'll add more drugs to it. And people are getting sick. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And some of them don't know that they feel as bad as they do until they start feeling good. So I would just say, you know, continue to do what you're doing. You know, continue to get the word out there. Continue to tell somebody. I make a habit of not going to bed every day unless I speak to so many people concerning what I do. So I would just say, you know, keep getting the word out, because wherever you are, there's a need for what you do.
That's right.
All right?
All right. I thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining in. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
From the 313 area code. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Fine. I wanted to talk about the war on cancer. Most people, I found out today, another friend of ours has developed cancer of the stomach. And I think the doctors are scaring most of their clients or their patients with the word cancer, because once an herbalist introduces herbs that will help, they're so afraid that they refuse to take anything else except the radiation treatments. And how do you get around that, and should we administer this before radiation or after?
This is how I would handle it now. We have other health professionals in the house tonight, so if any of you have any comments you'd like to share on this, please feel free to do so. But it's like one of my teachers always said, it's all about spirit first and just connecting with that person. This is why I always say that we have to have that one-on-one relationship with our client, because a person don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And then I would proceed, you know, as it's just no one set way of saying. I've had different patients that have the dis-ease of cancer and handled it altogether different. But I do tell you this, one thing we always do, and that's we always instruct our clients to cleanse. And they can do things in conjunction with their radiation and chemotherapy. You know, some practitioners say, well, no, I'd rather wait for them to get off of it. But now you got to remember, herbs is nothing more than food. It's the highest quality of food known to man, containing minerals and vitamins and trace elements and things like that. So now this is my spin, and never, ever are two people alike. So that's just, you know, how are you a herbalist?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am an herbalist.
Okay.
And
I really
admire what you're saying. I think that the industry has done such a good job on their mind. It's a mind adjustment as well. So we have to come in, like
of
you said,
course.
Spiritually and mentally.
I had a client that told me, you know, I almost begged her to let me help her. And as she was leaving, she was like, well, okay. And I simply said, I'll just say Mary. I said, Mary, are you afraid? And she looked me in the eyes, and she said, yeah. I said, did the doctor tell you something that if you didn't? And she said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm afraid. So, yeah, you're right. We have to have, you know, no two people are alike, but you got to let them know first and foremost that the way we were taught to deal with cancer, we deal with cancer like we do with a common, like the same way we deal with a common cold. But there are some things you have to put in place. I have someone with us tonight. As a matter of fact, his name is Dr. Dawood, and he's the owner of the Michigan Institute of Natural Health. And he can further share some light on that, your question for you. Good evening, Doc. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Doris? Dr. Motan Spruill.
Great. So good to have you with us. Doc, further elaborate on that, if you would.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's absolutely right. What medical doctors would do is strike fear. And this is, you know, 80% of illness is emotional. There's only 20% that is physical. And they will put fear in a person, and that fear usually is what takes them out. What she needs to know about, especially stomach cancer, is that cancer is a secondhand protein. This individual with this disease, she has to get off all meat. Meat is a secondhand protein. So you have to take her off all meat. That's turkey, you know, steak, any animal flesh she has to get rid of. And I would give her the herb lapacho, and I would give her greasewood. And I would give her that five to seven times the maintenance amount. So if a person was taking maybe a dropper full, I would give them 5 to 7 dropper fulls of the lapacho. Lapacho would eat it up, and greasewood. And then I would probably add to that red clover blend. I would give them a quart of carrot and celery.
Celery
mixed
juice
together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, carrot and celery mixed together. It has to be organic. And I would give them the green drink. 80% of their body fluid is water, right at water. 80% of the blood, kidneys, is water. So you want to make sure that their hydration level is up. And you can combine the good carrot and celery with the good water, but get them off all meat. That's number one. And you have to talk to that person and let them think happy thoughts and let them know that no man has the right to tell them how long they have to exist, and that this ease, how in the world can a doctor give a person a diagnosis and most of them die themselves from not taking care of themselves? They're not even care of themselves. So we have to be, people buy into that. You know, we tell people all the time, when you go into the doctor's office, look at his plant life. And if his plants are dying, you get up out of there. Because all he has to do is give the plants water. Sunshine is free. You know, allow that person to get adequate amounts of sunlight. But take them off all meat, all processed sugars, white flour, bread. They have to change their eating habits and become a raw foodist. You want the enzymes to digest the cancer cells rather than to coat it with animal flesh. Chemo will never get to it. So we know that.
And
you know,
dairy. And dairy as well.
And
Doc,
dairy.
Right?
That's right.
And
get them off
dairy.
All dairy,
sugars,
all processed sugars, all animal
food.
Flesh. You know, you want to reduce all of the free radical activity that is going in that body, everything that may be carcinogen that's going in the body, and to clean them out. Doris, Dr. Motan Spruill spoke about the body management program. And then she spoke about these foods that have the high rate of pesticides and those with the lowest rate of pesticides. But we still wash our fruits and vegetables. And white grapefruit seed oil is an excellent herb to wash those fruits and vegetables with. But get her off the meat, the processed foods. She has to become more of a raw foodist. And make sure she drinks the green drink. That's with any green vegetable of her choice. And water, good clean water, not tap water. And have her drink a quart of that a day. That's for flushing and cleansing. But greasewood, known as chaparral, lapacho, I would take that right after I take the greasewood, red clover blend. I would take in, she can also, there's nothing wrong with taking in a little vitamin A and D. You know, take 5 or 6 A and D capsules a day. It cleanses all hollow organs. And keep the bowels open. She has to eliminate.
Exactly. Got to
keep
those
the bowels
bowel.
Open so that she can eliminate. That is excellent for elimination. And I think you have a happy candidate. And if there's anything else that needs to be done, then have her key in on these calls. This is why these calls
That's
are so
right.
important. Yeah.
Exactly.
I hope that kind of helped you out there.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Doc. I really appreciate you tuning in on that. But, caller, I hope that helped.
Yeah.
Yeah. it's so important that we reach out to others and try to, because there, like I said, there's just so many sick people out there. And you know what, guys? Once again, the clock on the wall says it's time to get out of here, but I truly do appreciate all your calls tonight and your questions and your comments, and those of you in the chat room, thank you so much. And come back again next week. Let's do it again next week. Let's invite somebody on the call, okay? Invite somebody. Sharing is caring. So invite somebody on next week. And don't forget to go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.com. And Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Energy Poetic Network Station. And I truly appreciate each and every one of you. Be good to yourself. Do something good for yourself. Take care of yourself. Okay? And we look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you. I love you all.